Community conversation number two, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center from the Charles City Arts Center. Joining us this morning, and we have Lance Schreier and Ashley Kaberg Schmidt. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
A little cold this morning.
Can't feel your hands, I'm sure. Just like the other guests that we had this morning.
Yeah.
Always fun to talk.
Lovely Iowa weather.
This is the time of the morning where I start talking and then I really absolutely make no sense because my mouth isn't working like it should because it's so cold. But lots of events coming up at the Art Center. Holiday Market. Let's go off and start off with that. It's underway. Runs through the end of January. What exactly is the Holiday Art Market?
Well, it's open to the public and it gives the community a chance to come in and see what's available, or you can shop online. I know when I looked at this site, it was yesterday. 144 options as far as
new artwork. Yeah, we do this every year. This year we've just expanded it. We're doing some more with it. It's been sponsored by 3 or 5 different sponsors.
Nice.
And so we've extended it. Usually it only goes the month of December. We've extended it through the end of January. We're giving away Holiday Art Market Bucks, which is a very new initiative. So it's, if anybody lives here, they know about Artifest and Artifest Bucks, right?
Oh, yeah.
So the Holiday Art Market Bucks are the exact same thing, but specifically for the Holiday Art Market. So you can win up to $100, and you can use it to buy artwork. And there's some really great new artwork at the Art Center. Everything has been completely refreshed. So you can shop online with your Art Market Bucks, and you can shop in-store. And there's a lot of really cool stuff there.
You can register for those at participating locations here in town.
Yeah, there's several.
There's giveaways on tomorrow and the 19th, and then as far back or as late as the 9th of January.
Yep.
Oh,
and
wow.
Each one of those is for $100 worth of Art Market Bucks.
Well, even more. I mean, we give away a $100 winner each time, a couple $50 winners, several $25 winners, for a total of $1,000 in Holiday Art Market Bucks.
Oh, so your chances are good to win something.
Yeah.
Might have put a dent in that, I guess,
holiday shopping
Christmas
budget.
Give you a little relief.
Yeah.
So the Holiday Art Market is ongoing now. There's another big event coming up. Anything else about the Holiday Art Market I missed?
Well, our sponsors are like the Adams Family Foundation, Zoetis, and the Floyd County Medical Center, to name some of them.
Yep, and Loves and Mid-American Energy. And we actually have the Holiday Open House is coming up tomorrow.
Yes,
That's the big event, and it's timed around the Holiday Lighted Parade here in Charles City.
Starts an hour before, doesn't it?
Yep. The Holiday Lighted Parade starts at 5:30. We start our celebration at 4:30, so you can stop in ahead of time.
And if you're freezing after the parade, you can come
back after
and warm up for another hour. We're going to have hot beverages, cider and hot chocolate, right?
Yep.
And snacks. Something to snack on.
All free, yep.
Nice.
Free
and
face painting.
And while you're
painting.
There, you can buy some cookies.
Yeah,
we you got can even choose your own assortment.
So that is coming up once again tomorrow, 4:30 until about 7:30 or so. Yeah, sponsors for that too.
Yep, that is Zoetis and the Floyd County Medical Center. So they made our party tomorrow night possible with that. That includes those free snacks we talked about. Come in and warm up with some hot cocoa or apple cider. And we've got free face painting from 4:30 to 7:30. So bring your kids in. Rowan has some really great holiday designs to paint on their faces for free.
Awesome. Kids love that.
Yeah.
And unlike Artifest, this is indoors. You don't have to worry about the paint blowing around.
Yeah. And then we also have, like Lance mentioned, we have a cookie sale. So we have staff and some of our bake-off competition. Some of the people signed up for that, bringing in cookies.
And
then
it's not too late to sign up again if you haven't. I mean, if you've been interested and you've been thinking about it, you can still sign up and participate.
Yeah, so the Bake Off competition is also new this year, made possible by those sponsors we mentioned. And it's a judged competition. And our member Gene Gross will be the judge. And we are awarding cash prizes for first, second, and third place. So you could win $100 for your cookies.
Or even 75 or 50, depending on where you come in.
Yeah.
So now here's the best part, though, even winning money. How can we enjoy the cookies?
No, that's a great question. That's that cookie sale we talked about.
Okay, I gotcha. Gotcha. So you can buy those award-winning cookies.
Exactly. Yes. And we've got so many kinds of cookies so far. We got ginger snaps, palmiers, biscotti,
oatmeal,
peanut butter.
Carrot cake cookies.
Macarons.
Sugar cookies.
Maple cookies. Thumbprint cookies.
Yeah. I think there's going to be some butter cookies, spritz type mice cookies there too.
Yeah.
With licorice tails.
Oh, those are
nice. Getting me hungry for sweets over here. Well, so,
it's now, a sweet event. Ha ha.
That's right. Now, we are talking with the Charles City Art Center, Ashley Kaybrook-Schmidt, along with Lance Schreer. Let's talk a little bit more about that art supply giveaway for residents here in Floyd County. How do we go about signing up for that? Oh, actually, what does it entail? Talk about that.
So this is also new this year. And the sponsor of this event is the Adams Family Foundation. And you have to register online on our website for a chance to win. But we're giving away a curated collection of art supplies in three different age categories. We've got youth, which is ages 5 to 11, teen, which is ages 12 to 19, and adult 20 plus. And these art supplies are nice. So the youth supplies include a drawing and sketching kit with, you know, all the supplies. It's a comprehensive kit, a scratch art kit, mixed media paper pad, watercolor paint pens, Sculpey oven baked clay, because what kid doesn't like clay?
Right.
And a complete acrylic painting kit. And then, Lance, tell us what is in the teen and adult ones.
Well, those include things like a table easel, charcoal drawing set, it's colored pencils, so you can blend your colors together, kind of get an ombre finish on that. Pastel painting sticks, paint palette and brushes, canvas and watercolor paper, as well as watercolor, acrylic, and oil paint sets.
Yeah.
Okay, so some for everybody.
These are nice. The art supplies that we're giving away total more than $500 in value. Oh,
wow. Yeah,
so these are really nice.
So if you're a beginning artist, this would be a prize pack you would like to score.
Yeah.
Now,
or a young adult, because oil takes a while to dry.
That's
sure
true.
Does.
Very true. So you mentioned you can sign up for that on your website. Talk about your website a little bit. What is the URL?
Yeah, so you could just go to www.charlescityarts.org.
Okay.
And you can register there. You can see our calendar of events. And then once you register for a chance to win, it automatically places you in the proper age category. And then we will randomly select the winners and announce them on Friday, December 19th at 5 p.m.
Okay.
So perfect time to win some art supplies right before the holidays.
Perfect.
Well, that's kind of a nice follow-up to the art market.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, this time of year, there's so many things going on and so much happening, and people kind of get overwhelmed with it. That's why we've got the holiday art market tomorrow night, and then 2 weeks later, you have time to think about it, put on the calendar, and fit in your schedule, and come down on the 19th.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it's never too early to become a member. You know, Charles City Arts Center members gain some discounts and whatnot, but that's not the only thing. Talk about memberships.
Well, there's always room for one more, for sure.
That's right.
Many, many more.
Yes.
Yeah. So the majority of our funding at the Art Center comes from community support. So as a nonprofit, we rely on members to support the Art Center. So we have a goal right now of reaching 200 members or donors, and we are approximately halfway there right now.
This early in the year, that's a good sign.
Yeah, and our membership drive will continue until we reach the goal. So if you're on the fence thinking about it, now is the time, because you can also get that tax discount.
And we wouldn't mind exceeding the goal.
Heck yeah, we would love that.
Plus, you get a nice newsletter as well, don't you?
Yeah, so members get all kinds of perks. They get discounts on class tuition, which we have youth and adult classes all year long. They get a discount on event tickets like the Global Cafe and other events that we host throughout the year. They get a discount on studio access, which includes our art studio in the basement of the Art Center and our ceramics pottery room. And that, you know, that includes the use of our tools and supplies as well.
Oh, cool.
And then we also have an annual member meeting in January with a catered dinner, and members are invited to participate in that. And we'll talk about how we've done in the past year, what our plans and goals are for the upcoming year, and how we would like to include our members in our strategies for making the arts accessible within our community.
Well, and one of the nice things about that event is it's not just all business. You get to socialize with members and kind of get a feel for, you know, what people are interested in and where they'd like to see things headed. So it's not just going and sitting down and being talked to and told what's going to happen.
No, yeah, we definitely want our members' feedback.
And you feel like you're participating.
Yeah,
Nobody likes to be told what to do, right?
Oh, I do.
For more information on memberships and the holiday art market, the holiday open house coming up tomorrow, pretty much everything happening at the Charles City Arts Center can be found right now at charlescityarts.org. And you have a Facebook page,
we have Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. So if you follow us, you get real-time updates and see what's going on with us. We're busy right now.
It's always nice to be busy.
But it's not too busy for you to come down and check things out.
Right.
Perfect. Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Anything I missed that you need to push out there?
Well, I would just like to mention just a couple of things that the next reception will be the first Friday in February. That's just jumping ahead.
Yep.
And as Ashley said, and maybe we're just going to kind of reiterate it, we've got the Holiday Art Market going on now through the end of January. So if you have, I don't know how busy you are in Charles City, but if you can find 10 minutes or an hour, come down and check things out.
Yeah, and because that Holiday Art Market goes through the end of January, this year our doors are open during our normal hours of operation, month of January.
So that's Wednesday through Friday from 1 to 5 and Saturdays from 10 to 2.
That's right.
All right.
And there's, if you're interested in what, like jewelry, ceramics,
painting, photography, sculpture. We got everything.
You have everything.
You just have to come down
fiber
and check
arts.
Yeah. Awesome.
Do you have refrigerator magnets?
We have stickers. I know that.
Yeah. I bet you magnets are the next thing, though. Oh. CharlesCityArts.org is the place to go. Thank you very much, you two, for joining us, and good luck tomorrow.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate it.